What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and this is Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Spin-Off Series Thursdays. Chill! What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, and this week's sponsorship is from Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and read them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in ever of the internet, the entire web becomes listenable all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose, start playing, start scrolling, and start listening. You can follow any topics as you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin, even for the Kardashians. It will find you on the latest article and you read them to you out loud. And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, is on there as well. Yes, it is. Shout out to Newsly for that. I start using it as my default podcast app. Download and use Newsly for free from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description. Use the promo code Mr. Gentleman that I will also put in the description and receive 1 month free premium subscription. So you already know, y'all, download Newsly now. Check it out. Support them, y'all. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast, and enjoy the show. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast Presents Date Night Talk Podcast with Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman.
And your girl, Manna B, tap in.
Chill.
Chill.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, 1/4 of the Premier Boys Podcast, and your host of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast Presents Date Night Talk Podcast, a part of Spin-Off Series Thursdays. Hope all is well. And y'all already know myself and Mifana B got another episode for y'all. And I know y'all love our favorite love song playlist, but this time we're gonna switch it up a little bit. Today we're gonna give y'all our favorite breakup song playlist. So of course we're gonna give y'all our top 20 favorite breakup song and 3 honorable mentions. So yeah, this is like, you know, a part one of this episode. So yeah, and y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
This is Graham,
Sarah,
and Michaela
from the Chime In Podcast.
And you're listening to
Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spin-Off Series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, the Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
Hey, this is your girl, Vanna B, and you're kicking it and listening to my boy on Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And you already know what time it is. Time for another episode of Date Night Talk Podcast, a part of Spinoff City Thursday. And you already know, I got my co-host with me, you know, the homie, Miss Vanna B in the building. Miss Vanna, what's up?
What's up, guys? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? One, thank you for the love for us coming back. We appreciate it. We missed you guys. I missed you guys. So, yes, we back. We're about to just, you know, hit the ground running this season. We're about to hit the ground super running.
Yes, and you already know, this Date Night Talk Podcast is now the favorite out of the spin-off series. So, yeah, thank y'all for that. And thank y'all for looking forward to all new episode of Date Night Talk. And you know, this is season 2, episode 2. But first, before we get to the topic, how you been doing, Vanna, today?
I am good. You know, it's been a so we're in New York City, y'all. It is hot, hotter than that. I'm pretty sure New York City right now is hotter than hell. It's like, even if you have an AC on, you still over here like, Lord Jesus. But you know, I'm good. We're good. And just, yeah, you know, had to, you know, do my little 1, 2, 3 thing at work, and then, you know, I had to come home and make sure you gotta be here for the people and stuff. But I'm looking forward for the next couple days. You know, I got some fun things going on, so I'm looking forward to that. What about you, Mr. Gentleman?
I've been good. You know, I went to, you know, the Jay-Z exhibit at the Brooklyn.
Oh my God, I want to go. So, like, I'm sorry that cut you off. Because you know how I feel about Sean Corey Carter. So one thing I would know, well, I don't know if you guys can learn this about me. My favorite rapper is Sean Corey Carter. And everyone's like, you from New York? You from Queens? It should be Nas. I love Nas too. But Sean Corey Carter is just, yes. So literally, I'm trying to figure out how I can maneuver going there. I know my uncle went there and I saw the pictures and I was pissed off and I was like, I was like, oh, really? So I'm going to get myself there. But we're going to segue really quickly. How was it though?
Nah, it was really cool. You know, I went early. Yeah, I went on when the first day came out, so it was not packed. Okay. It was not packed as it is now. So I got lucky. I got lucky. The only thing is I didn't score as much as I wanted to. So I'm going to go back.
Okay.
Also to give it out, you know, Jay-Z library card. I didn't get one. So yeah.
listen. I saw that. I was like, all right, because I know they were like, oh, they have 13 at Jay-Z sign. I'm like, okay, that's going. I know I ain't gonna get that. But it's funny because, so I don't know if people know that this year, hip-hop turns 50 years old. So depending on if you're in New York City, or I want to say, I can't double check on New York Public, but I'm pretty sure they're doing something also. But I could definitely say that Queens Library and Brooklyn Public Library, they're doing things to honor hip-hop. Shout out to Queens Library. We have an amazing hip-hop coordinator, Uncle Ralph McDaniel. If you know, you know. Uncle Ralph, shout out. Big up. We love him. We love Uncle Ralph. And so he's been a really great with doing amazing things, not just during this year, but just different things with hip-hop, having different conversations and people and panelists and things of that nature. So if you live in Queens, Queens Library, they're also giving out a special edition hip-hop library card. If you live in Brooklyn, they also have, again, a special library edition of the Brooklyn library card, but they also have the Jay-Z edition as well. Celebrating that. If you go to the main library, I believe if you go to the other branches, you might get the other ones, but again,
I heard a Grand Army and Marcy Library doing
But definitely, you know, and also all the five boroughs, this whole summer, they have a lot of concerts, events, exhibits going on. I literally just sent some stuff out to some people about the different hip hop things that are going on. So yeah, definitely check it out. But I'm definitely, that's on my, I don't know if I can do it this week. Because I feel like from all the pictures that I've seen and what I saw on the website, I feel like I need like a solid, like good 2.5-3 hours to go through all of it. Yeah. I think especially for me as a Jay-Z fan, I have to like really sit and be like, oh, you know, wow. And like, you know, and take all that in and things of that nature. So yeah, but yeah, definitely make sure if you're in the boroughs, go to your local library, ask what they're doing. And there's stuff available, but you know, shout out to hip hop. You know, happy 50th birthday, and we're in here. But today, we're not talking about hip hop. Well, actually, you probably could talk about some hip hop songs with some stuff.
Well, you know, next time I do gotta go back. I was only in the 15 minutes. I was in a hurry that day. I'm going back to absorb it way more next time I go. So
So my question is, I'm sorry, again, we're gonna get back to the topic, y'all. So my question is, because I know, so as of right now, they have no closing date for the exhibit, so that means that his lyrics they're gonna be on the library on the outside until they close the exhibit.
I'm gonna
go. This is definitely on my thing to do this summer, because I was like, oh my god, like I saw like the Book of Hov. I'm like, OMG, yeah. OMG. And I remember people were like, yo, why are they putting Jay-Z lyrics on the front of the Brooklyn Library? And I'm like, why not?
I'm shocked that they top. I don't got no song from him on this list.
We might have to shake it up a little bit. We'll see, because there is a song or two that we could put on there. If you're a real Sean Corey Carter fan, and you see, guys, it's been a long day. Then if you know, you know. But yeah, I'm excited to see that. I feel like it's very important to give people their flowers when they're alive.
I agree.
Especially like how they did when they did, oh my god, brain fart. When they did like LL Cool J in Queens, they gave him his the I know there's an artist, he does the bronze modeling and stuff of the hip hop artist, and like that was a big thing in for us in Queens. Like he did LL Cool J. I know Jam Master J had, or Run DMC had one. I feel like he might have did a Nas one too. But that's neither here or there, not to be dismissive. But we're here for a reason, for a topic tonight. But again, make sure if you live in New York and you're in the five boroughs, Queens, you go to any Queens Public Library. But if you live by Central Library, which is by Jamaica Avenue, by the terminal, definitely go there. To get your hip hop library card. If you're in Brooklyn, go to the main one, because I don't want you to overflow it. And I'm trying to go inside and see the exhibit and be tight. so, And then New York Public again, you know, I haven't heard anything, but I'm pretty sure it's two out of the three are doing something. I'm pretty sure New York Public's also doing something, or they're probably partnering with one of the two other ones as well. But definitely salute to hip hop. But we're here for those breakup songs tonight.
All right, so y'all remember what tonight's topic is, and you know that, you know, we did love our love playlist, our love song playlist, which we all gonna do part two. Everybody asked for that. We all gonna do part two. But today we're gonna switch it up a bit. You know, Bonnie Ray said it. We're gonna do the breakup song playlist. And I'm not gonna hold you doing this listening pretty hard.
Very intense.
Yeah. So of course, this not gonna be, we all gonna do another part of this too. You all can do another part of this. But yeah, this one is pretty interesting. I'm not going to hold you. And I'm curious to hear your list, Bana. So who thought of this? Who would have thought of it? Want me to start off or you start off?
I'm going to let you go first.
Oh, you want to go first? I go first. Mm-mm.
You going first.
Me? All right. So the first song I got on the list, you know, of course we got 20 songs, of course. First song I got on the list, you know, this song came out on this album called The Year of the Gentleman, aka where I got, you know, Mr. Gentleman name. And you know, and from my guy Neo. And Neo had this song called Mad, you know.
I'm sorry, I'm only laughing because he's right now the kick. Like, we don't really, hello, but okay, go ahead.
So the first one I'm gonna say is Neo Mad. Not when you mad, the other mad song.
I'm not a singer, y'all, but if I have to, you know, real quick for like 10 seconds, we will, because we can't play the song through the copyright.
Yeah, sadly. I'm thought about my first song is Neo's Mad.
Damn, okay. Because you know what the thing is, like, okay, so for transparency reason, guys, me and him did not compare, like, what song. Mm-hmm. So we just really just doing it like, you know what?
Hold on, question. What this, you had this on your list?
It wasn't on my list, but it's one of those songs like, okay, maybe. Because, you know.
That could be just, if we do end up having the same song, mm-hmm. we didn't have that on the love playlist, but if he does have that, keep it on whatever place you have it on. So I'm gonna be curious though, how far you wanna have this song. If you end up having the same song. But what's your first song though? What's your first song you got? That's the first one you got on your playlist. Curious.
Oh wait, sorry. I was about to play too. So I think this song, I mean, the guys might not know this, and I feel like I'm outdating myself, but I feel like depending on the age that we have, my song that I'm going to start with right now is There You Go, which is Trina, the baddest, with Kelly Rowland. So there you go again, telling just me that she's just a friend. Yeah, so yeah, there you go. And I'm going to start off very lightly. I'm going to, you know, tread the water and start very light and then go from there. So that's my There You Go by Trina the Baddest featuring Kelly Rowland.
Okay, you pulled a me on the love playlist. I thought it was a hip hop song, but I mean, you know, this time around, I kind of went a different approach. This one kind of hard.
Cause I ain't gonna hold y'all. We might get to like the top 15, the top 10. I might start getting triggered, y'all. So I'm gonna apologize. I'm just
right now. I kind of like. So my next song I got is, you know, this song. This actually was one of my favorite songs from this artist. This was off his third album. The artist I got is Mario.
Mm-hmm.
And the song I got is How Can I Breathe? How can I breathe?
Okay.
That was one of my breakup songs when I was dealing with somebody around that time. She should not be named, but yeah.
Nah, she should not be named. Not Lord Voldemort. Damn, girl. okay.
Yeah.
So then my next one I'm gonna go to is, yeah, I'm starting real old school real quick. Don't worry, we gonna work it up, y'all. I'm going to do Sitting Home by Total.
Okay. Interesting choice. Okay, I like that. All right, so the next artist, you know, I just mentioned that he was just on a versus on, or this artist I didn't mention, so it's kind of obvious, Amarion, obviously. But this song, this is one of my favorite off this artist, you know, Timbaland produced this song.
Not Icebox.
Yes, it is Icebox. I felt it. It is Icebox. I'm not gonna hold you, Icebox was hard. Like, he killed it. Like, Amarion really did kill the song, though. I believe this was probably one of his number one hits, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, behind that, yo, Timbaland did his thing on this, too. Like, this song was just fire.
I think, you know? Timbaland, this is a side note, Timbaland is probably one, like, besides the Neptunes and Pharrell, and I forget his partner.
Everybody always trying to play Jack.
All right, so I'm going to go with, I'm looking at my list now, and I'm like, I'm going to go with Is She the Reason by Destiny's Child.
I actually like that song. That's a dope song. That's a dope song. Good choice, partner.
Thank you.
Good choice. All right, so my next song, you know, it's from this artist, you know. He's a singer, he an actor. This one song, you know, it's a pretty dope song. One of my favorite songs of this artist, actually. Tyrese, How You Gonna Act Like That?
Damn, you got one of my songs.
Keep it together.
Okay. Let's see where you're going with this. Okay.
So, you know, I gotta start light. I thought, am I due? And you think, y'all think this is hard right now? I didn't do anything yet. All right, what about you, Brian? What's next? What you got for your number? Four.
Well, now, so we're starting at 20 going up. So technically, we're at where?
We're 16.
Okay. I'm gonna go with. Shit, let's see. Can't do that yet. I can't do. Yeah, some of these I can't unload because the girls will be like, girl, you did not put that in your top. I'm like, yeah, I know, I'm good. I can't do that. All right, so let's go with, because I got to rearrange some stuff. Just had it too. Hold on. I'm sorry, y'all. Give me a second, y'all. All right, so the song I'm going to put in right now is. I know, and I just lost it. I'm looking at my list now. I feel like I gotta, like, You Used to Love Me, Faith Evans.
Oh, snap. Oh, you know what, crazy?
What?
I do have on my list. That's same song. but I'm not gonna tell you when I have it yet, though. But I do have a she's on my list, though. Okay. That's same song is on my list. So, okay, we got something to comment. Okay, first time we did this, we got to say something on the same list. That's dope. All right, so my number 15. Now I got this artist. You know, she's a really dope singer. This song that I'm about to mention would play on. I can't remember what season. I believe it was either season 3 or season 4 on Insecure.
If you put the song that is on my list, I swear I'm leaving this podcast today.
What artist are you talking about?
I'm thinking Jasmine Sullivan.
Okay, it is Jasmine Sullivan. What song?
No, we not finna do that.
What song? I'm gonna say the song. Let It Burn.
Yo, all right, guys. This is my last episode,
y'all. I'm not gonna hold you. When I heard that song on that episode, I was like, yo, this song is really fire.
There's some songs though I feel like Ken, that could be like breakup songs, but I want to be with you song. You'd be like, what the hell song? And then especially with Insecure, it could go either way.
But this song is definitely a pretty good song. Let It Burn, Jasmine Sullivan. One of my favorite songs from her too.
I love that song too.
All right, what's your number 14?
Al Green, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart?
Come on, Vanna. I got that on my list too.
Yes, that's how.
Got that on my list too, but you gotta wait for it. Dang, we do might got the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So my number 13. No, I got this group here. They're part of Bad Boy. You know, they were part of the show.
Make it
a band. And this song was on their first album. I believe the first album was called Self-Titled. It was self-titled. Day 26, Since you've been gone.
So, let me tell y'all a story real quick. So, funny story about Day 26. So, that was years ago. This is how I know we getting old. So either way, at the time, me and my best friend, we won tickets to go see Day 26 live at SOBs. So if you in New York City and you know you're a certain age, you know SOBs is kind of small. Let me tell you, I was at the front of the stage hollering when they were singing. And I think, was it Will who touched my hand? I don't know if it was Will or Q, but I was like, yes! So somewhere in the universe, this video's either on a Google Drive or somewhere. But honestly, I would say that Day 26, like them saying, well, I haven't seen them since. Wait, have I seen them since? No, I feel like I haven't seen. Because when they came back, I was like, I don't know how I feel about that. They definitely could send their ass live back in the day. And they could definitely give people a run for their money. But yeah, since you've been gone, that song used to make me a little emotional and stuff.
That song is fire, man. Day 26. They did that thing on that song for real.
They did. And Cold Star is not a breakup song, but I love Cold Star. That's the song that I lost my mind to. And I was like, oh my God.
I remember the last time we did the love playlist, you said about the Co-Star.
Co-Star was your favorite. That song, oh my God.
Co-Star is a dope song too, though.
Co-Star is a dope song.
All right, Vanna, what you got next?
All right, I'm going to go with... I'm gonna kick it back and I'm gonna give homage because I feel like this group doesn't get as much homage as they should. I'm gonna say Get Out by Changing Faces. No more sitting at home alone while you're out with somebody else. No, I'm staring at the phone, but I can do better all by myself. Boom! Because I feel like people don't think Changing Faces, they were really talented. And that's my shit, though. When I'm in my shit, I'm in my shit. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good choice. All right. The next song. I wasn't sure if this was a breakup song. Then I look at the lyrics and then I've seen the song on many breakup playlists, I guess. This is a breakup song. I want to see if you think it's a breakup song too. But this is one of my favorite Otis artists. You know, she's a really dope singer. She's a dope actress as well. They call her the voice Bible. The vocalist Bible. I got Brandy. Almost Doesn't Count.
Yes, I would consider that a breakup song.
Okay, there you go. Almost Doesn't Count.
I'm gonna go with all cried out. So we can either do the original by Allure, or I forgot the original was by. Hold on, I'm like, you know how my computer. So we can either do All Cried Out, the original by Lisa and Cult Jam,
or you can do
the remake by Allure. So, and I think it's Allure, and I feel like 112 or Slim is in it.
So
the original is Lisa and Cult Jam. Or the last remake was Allure featuring 112.
Yeah. No, I like that, bro. I like that. I remember, when I was younger, I heard the 112 version first. Mm-hmm. And then I remember one day I listened to Power After Hours when Power What If I used to have slow jams. There'd be slow jams at night one time. And I heard the original version.
See, I feel like I'm old because who was the guy on WBLS? Like, this is how you know we. Oops, yeah, I'm telling.
I know. WBLS was
He had the.
I forgot his name.
It's gonna come to us later. Don't worry.
But I know when Power 5 had slow jam, it was this dude named Theo. He was a white guy, but he got a black voice though. And they played that about the old school song, and they played the original All Cried Out. And I was like, oh wow, like, I did not know it was the original. I was really young. I was a young girl when I heard that. So I'm like, oh wow. But yeah. Alright, so the next song I got is, you know, I got a group, you know, one day one of my favorite R&B groups, you know. Of course, one of them was solo, but this song right here, though, man. Somebody sleep in my bed.
Yo, get off my. You know what? I'm leaving again.
And I just can't kind of you. My next one is Drew Hill, Sleep in My Bed.
Okay. Hey. So where are we at right now?
We are number 13.
My 13. Okay, yeah, so
you're 13. Yeah, you're 13.
Damn, this is going quick. I feel like the top 10 about to be, because I'm like the top 10 I can just put on one album and it's the whole thing. All right, so I'm gonna be cute right now and I'm gonna put on Holding You Down by Jasmine Sullivan.
Jasmine Sullivan is crazy on this list.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jasmine, I see you, girl. Get her flowers, man. That's amazing artist for real.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing artist. She needs more credit for real. Alright, my next song. You know, I got this artist. He used to be in a group. That he went solo, and this is off his first album. This is another production by Timbaland. And this song was a shot at his ex-girlfriend at the time. I got Justin Timberlake, Cry Me a River.
Oh yeah. Shout out to that song. Let me tell you, that's how you knew Justin had some little extraness in him, because y'all made a whole video and everybody knew that the girl that was playing the girl was Britney. I was like, It's giving shade. It's definitely giving you being shade. It was definitely giving, okay, you okay.
That's a fact. All right, what's your number 12?
Let's do Foolish by Ashanti.
Okay. Oh, I forgot about that. Okay. That's a good one. That is a good one. Shout out to Ashanti. She should be
what's your 12? Wait, you did your 12. Wait, your 12 was Justin.
Yeah, Justin. I'm number 11.
Okay,
So I got this, you know, I got this artist. She makes a lot of breakup songs, so this is pretty easy to pick from her. She just had a biopic recently on Lifetime. I got
Keisha Cole. No, I was about to say, I should have cheated. See, that was about to be my top 10. I gotta fix my top 10, y'all. Okay.
Yeah. All right, what about you? What's your number 11?
We're at 11 now. Now I feel like I gotta, like, I don't, you know what? I wanted to start this song at number 10. I'm sorry, y'all. Now, like, he's messing me up now. You know what? Let's do 11 Bust Your Windows again, Jasmine.
There's a lot of Jasmine on this list. Gee Louise. Okay, shout out to Jasmine again. No, but that is the ultimate breakup song, though. The ultimate breakup song, though, for real.
Oh, it sure is.
Ultimate breakup song. Now we're in the top 10. Now we're on the top 10. And this next artist, you know, of course, he's one of the biggest artists in the 2000s. Recently, he caused a chaos recently with his shows. If you watch the Boondocks, if you know, you know. I got Usher, Let It Burn.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I should let it burn.
Okay.
What you got for your top 10?
So my top 10, I'm kind of, you know, conflicted. Number 10, I want to start off with one song or another song. But I just feel like for personal reasons, I'm gonna start this one on the top 10, and I know I'm gonna get some pushback. It's okay, but I feel like this song really helped me get through a really bad breakup, and so that's why I'm starting it at 10. Is "Don't Hurt Yourself" by Beyonce.
Okay, okay, there's nothing wrong with that. I feel like that song actually. I feel like that Beyonce. That's actually one of my favorite songs off that album.
Listen, you know what? We ain't with that story because. When stuff went down in the household, that exactly, and that man heard that album playing, he knew, like, nah, let me just no even knew. He was like, if I come in the house, it's gonna be an argument. Like, if I don't come in the house, it's gonna be an argument. So, you know, but yeah, I ain't gonna hold y'all, like, the Lemonade album, what year was that? That was what? Hold on.
2007, I think 17, I think. Either 16 or 17. If you want to ever run it, maybe 15. I don't know.
Let's see. I'll tell y'all right now. Because if it's the year that I think it was, because your girl was going through it at that time. Because, oh, yeah, 2016. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because that album helped me through it, because I was like, either, I don't know. Okay, yeah, but "Don't Hurt Yourself" was definitely that song, and it was like one of those songs I had to like play to like to kind of get myself like in a better mind state, because breakups hurt. Like when not even like breakups, when you're betrayed by someone that you love and you think they love you and they care about you, and they have your best interest at heart, and this stuff happens, I'm gonna admit it. It's one of the worst pains you can ever feel. It's something that I don't wish on anybody. But obviously, we all have to go through it. Well, not that we all have to go through it, but you know, some people. Well, whatever. The universe makes things happen, and so, like that album, it was like it came not at the perfect time. I don't want to say that, but it was just like that song was like my like I had to get up and fight like. Like, my breakup was, I was like, I didn't want to get out of bed. I didn't want to do shit. But I had to get up and, like, be like, who the fuck do you think? Like, you ain't know. Who you? Hello?
I ain't going to hold you, though. That first line, period. That first line scared me.
Who the fuck do you think? Messing with no ass. Oh, my God.
Jay-Z messed her up for real.
Listen, honestly, that song was like my, and I remember having like to drive to work and like push through my days, and that would be my anthem and get through my days and stuff, and you know, put the smile on and be in the car like, oh. But like when I had to get to work and like, all right, I'm good, I got this, I'm gonna work through this, like I'm gonna figure it out. But yeah, "Don't Hurt Yourself" was definitely like my. Like, you know how boxers, they have their fight songs when they come out too? That was my fight song. That was my fight song.
That was a good pick, actually. That was a good pick. All right, so my number 9. Mm-hmm. I just seen this dude in a free concert recently. You know, he a part of the group. And I mean, the song of the title is called "Breaking My Heart." Make a dish.
I'm breaking my heart. Quit breaking my heart, pretty brown eyes.
Okay, you know what? You know what? We're gonna let y'all decide on that because I don't consider a breakup song. I consider it a song like when the girl's like she don't know she want to commit and he's like in love and she's kind of like pushing back, pushing in. But you know, we're gonna let you guys decide. Breaking My Heart, is that a breakup song? Let's let the people decide.
I feel like it could be both because one time Pretty Brown Eyes and another time is Breaking My Heart.
Yeah, but it's like, no, to me, that's pretty, but like, pretty brown eyes, you know. Yeah, because I feel like he likes somebody, but he doesn't know how she feels about him. Okay, but you know what?
But it's like that the girl with the pretty brown eyes broke his heart. Because, of course, it could break my heart. So it's just, we let y'all be the judge for that, All right, what you got for your number 9?
I feel like I wouldn't claim this song, but I don't know if you would claim this song. So I feel like I have nothing to worry about, but I just want to. I don't even know how to put this song in number 9. Okay, ladies. So when I say this song, I really don't want to put this in number 9. I'm just afraid that he's going to claim it because I want this song higher. So if this song, if he doesn't claim it, then I'm going to swap it out and push it higher. Number 9 for me. Another song that got me through it during that period of time of life. The Worst by Jhené Aiko.
Okay.
You were special. I was like, you better act like you know. I was like, oh, bitch, yes. So if you're not claiming that, I'm going to take that song back. I mean, I can keep it at number 9, but it's in my top 10, which is fine. But yeah, the Worst by Jhené Aiko is definitely my
So before I get to my number 8, I look at the lyrics of Pretty Brown Eyes, Breaking My Heart, and yeah, it is a breakup song.
It is? Okay, alright.
Yeah, it is a breakup song. Because it says things like, pretty brown eyes, you know I see you. It's in disguise the way you treat me. You keep holding on to the thoughts of rejection. If you're with me, you should. It's Breaking My Heart. Yeah, it's both. It's both. It's like a crush song, but it also could be a breakup song too. I guarantee that my number 8 is a breakup song. Cause in this song, this guy was singing on the track, yo. This guy was singing on the track, man. And I ain't gonna hold you. I feel this dude, yo. He went. This person I'm about to mention, he won the most underrated R&B artist ever. One of my favorite artists from Bad Boys. I got Carl Thomas. Emotional. I can't stop crying. Inside my heart is slowly dying. Yeah.
Oh Lord.
God, Thomas. Emotional. Yep. That is the ultimate. God, Thomas, but I love that song.
Okay. Let's do "Needed Me" by Rihanna.
I forgot about this. Okay. I forgot how the song go though, but I know.
I had to put my bass just to stay in there. Hello.
Okay, shout out to
the beautiful baby and her fine baby father and the baby on the way. Like hello, like glow up, like she is glowing. I'm sorry, I love it here for that for her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to Rihanna. Alright, so my number 7. You already had a song on your list, but you know I love the song too, so I had to have it on my list too. Faith Evans, "You Used to Love Me."
That's not fair. You're supposed to come on. We can't double on songs then, because then that was the case. Because then we can't have it on twice.
Then I gotta change my other song too. Then you had another song of mine on the
but list. That's why I changed my song.
Fine, I'll change my next one then. Alright, what you got for your number 7?
Let's go with "We Belong Together," Mariah Carey.
That's a good choice. I shocked I did not have that. Alright, so my number... You on number 6 or 7?
That was my... You're on...
6, 6, 6, 6, 6. So my number six, I got, so she another dope queen from the '90s. She make dope music. She need to get more flowers as well. I got Toni Braxton, Not Another Sad Love Song.
Not Another Sad Love Song.
Just so y'all know, that's Ken singing, not me. So I tried to hold the tune, y'all. But no. I actually feel like Tony's gotten a lot of her flowers and stuff and things of that nature. So I do. Like, I love Toni. Well, that's kind of funny because my next song is a Toni song, Love Should Have Brought You Home Last Night. Okay. Also, one of my favorite movies in the whole entire world, Boomerang. That is when Halle Berry was like, she's at the market. She said, Love Should Have Brought Your Ass Home Last Night and shoved him in the temple. I said, oh, wait a minute. But yeah, that's like, Love Should Have Brought Your Ass Home Last Night.
Good choice. But we got Toni, okay. All right, so my number five. And I know this one was an instant choice. I wasn't sure if I would have had this, but then I read the lyrics, I listened to the song, and I was like, oh, man, this is a breakup song? Okay, shout out to my guy. This is an 80s song. The rest of peace to this guy. He did got a documentary on Netflix now, actually. I got George Michael, Kelly's.
I had a funny you about to say that, because I was going to watch it over the weekend.
Yeah, George Michael, Careless Whisper.
Okay. Let's see. My next song. This is kind of hard. I ain't gonna hold y'all. Guys, like, our list probably isn't in the best order, but we're just giving y'all our tops. I mean, the songs that these are my go-to songs, so it might not be my top order. Yeah, because now I'm like looking at stuff and I'm like, wait a minute, hold on.
Same.
Yeah, so these are the song our go-to songs. So maybe we have to like kind of rename this, like our go-to breakup songs or something.
Our favorite songs.
Yeah, I think that's better versus us being like, oh, the breakup playlist or whatever. Yeah. Let's go with Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis.
I love that song. Mm-hmm. She a dope singer. I ain't gonna hold you. I love her. My number four. I got another R&B singer who had a really dope breakup song. This song came from the album Open Letter. I got my guy, Keys, Missing You.
I'm missing you. I know it. But just so y'all know, I don't know if people realize, like, that's actually a real story. Like, when he was in the studio, he was sick recording that song. And he recorded that song, and then he got to a point where he was like, I can't sing no more, and that was it. And that was literally...
He really can't sing the boy.
Yeah, he was literally like, all right, I'm done.
Ah, shoot. Ah, yeah. All right, what's your number four?
I'm going to go with, you know what? Show my girl some love. Truth Hurts by Lizzo.
Okay, that's the choice.
But again, we can shake it up. We're going to like, he'll give the disclaimer when we're naming all them by numbers, but yeah, this is our go-to songs.
Interesting choice. That's a choice. All right, so my number three, originally it was Al Green. But I'm gonna change it. So, you know, this is a song came out at the end of the '70s from one of the biggest artists in the world. You know, this off his first, not first, I'm bugging, this off his first solo album that became worldwide. Let me say that.
Mm-hmm.
It came from Off the Wall. I got Michael Jackson, She Out of My Life. He put his heart on that song. I don't know who Michael was talking about, but he put his heart and soul into that song, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What number we at now?
I mean, you're number three.
Not Gonna Cry, Mary J. Blige.
I luckily I didn't have it. I was gonna put that too.
My last two I got. So if you name my last two, I'm gonna be pissed off.
Yeah, I was gonna put Mary J. Blige for real. She was definitely on my mind, but I needed a part two because it was hard to pick. But my number two, you know, it's from this amazing woman. She was on my last list too. On the same time slot, she was number two on my last list. But you know, I gotta have Anita Baker. I apologize.
I'm with that.
I apologize. Shout out to her for apologizing too. Most women don't do that. There you go. All right, what's your number two?
X Factor, Lauryn Hill.
That was another song I was thinking about adding. But due to it was hard to pick.
Mm-hmm.
So my number one, they're from this amazing group. They were number one on my last list as well. But I'm not gonna say them yet. I'm gonna read the lyrics first.
Mm-hmm.
Darling, I can't explain. Where did we lose our way? Girl, it's driving me insane. And I know I just need one more chance to prove my love to you.
Boyz II Men, no.
If you come back to me, I guarantee that I never leave you alone.
That's not Boyz II Men.
Boyz II Men on bending
knee. Okay, yep. Yes, I was right. Look at me. Okay, I was right. Okay.
Boyz II Men. All right. Can we go back to the day our love was strong? Can we go back to tell you how perfect love goes wrong? Can someone tell me how to get things back the way they used to be?
I can't.
Oh, no, God, give me a reason. I'm down a bend.
He's really reading this.
There you go. Boyz II Men, number one, once again, on bended knees. What about you, Bada?
You know what's kind of funny? I'm going to kind of follow suit. I'm going to do Broken Hearted by Brandy, and that was Sean, right? Sean Morris?
It was Wanya.
But these are like some of our top 20, you know, breakup songs when we're going through it, or, you know, when you and your shorty, you know, whatever, and you about to, you know. Yeah,
this is my favorite. Yeah, these are our favorites. But we ain't done yet. Before we go, what is our three honorable mentions? I'm not gonna hold you. My three is pretty weird. I'm not gonna show you, but my three is pretty weird. So one of the three that I got this is off this dude's second album, and this song is pretty. I actually like this song, you know. This song was sampled by SWV, Anything. I got Drake, Shot For Me. Take a shot for me.
Okay. I'm going to go with... Oh my gosh. I just lost it. I'm going to do one, I Remember, Keisha Cole.
Nice. All right, the next one I got is, this off this artist's fourth album. This was a pretty sad album, you know, because he would go through a lot of runners during this time, but this one song off that album became a big hit for him. I got Kanye West, Heartless.
Okay. I'm gonna go with From Time, Drake.
Okay. I am my last honorable mention. That guy is, you know, another hip hop artist. You know, he's doing it big. I mean, his wife was all over the charts. Was all over the charts for this, but we haven't had him. So I'm gonna add Jay-Z song Cry.
That's funny, because then I'm going to add Jay-Z's Soon You Understand.
There you go. And how do you think about this list, Amada? How you feel about your list?
I feel good because these are songs like when I go through a breakup and stuff and things of that nature, like these are just my go-to songs. These are the songs that I listen to and things. And these are like not even my whole playlist, it's just some of it. So
exactly. Same here, yo. Same here. And just like the last time with the love playlist, we're gonna add this song on the link and we're gonna create a Spotify playlist so you guys I can listen to all these songs in order. And yeah, so y'all could enjoy it as well. But I just want to say thank y'all for checking out another episode of Date Night Talk. Thank you, Vanna, you know, as always, for doing this episode with me. And we all gonna do a part two of this. We all gonna do a part two of love song playlist, our love's favorite love song playlist, and part two of our breakup song playlist. So
It's not gonna be back to back, y'all. We're gonna have some time.
No, it ain't gonna be back to back.
Yeah. Cause you know these are just some songs, you know, again, that I go to that are like my go to songs, and it was kind of songs or albums that I didn't mention, like the whole Lemonade album and saved a man's life. He didn't even know it. he didn't even know it. Well, he knew it, but he didn't even know. I was like, this album, huh? Boy. Yeah,
but there you go. But Mivana, let them know where they can find you on social media and stuff like that.
Of course, as always, Vanna, Vanna underscore BEE. Excuse me, on Instagram. Guys, I know I keep saying it. I'm working on my Twitter. Don't worry. I'm going to get it up and running. I know Ken going to kick me and I'm going to have to do it. It's summertime. So, you know, my workload is a little light now. So I'm trying to do a little bit more. And then, you know, again, I want to go to the Hove exhibit in Brooklyn. So anybody, this is going to come out when?
It's coming out. It will be out
very soon. So if you see me at the Book of Hove exhibit, you know, feel free to say what's up and so on and so forth, and you know, and all that good stuff. But follow me on Instagram. Definitely send a DM. Show love, and I appreciate it. I appreciate you, of course, my amazing co-host. Well, not my co-host, my host, the co-host.
Hey, you know, thank you for killing it and coming to the show. And y'all already know, y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman, Life That Pocket Present, Date That Talk Pocket with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. a part of Spinoff Series Thursday. Thank you, and we'll be right back. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman of the Gentleman Like the Podcast and the Premier Way Podcast. And this commercial is brought to you by the Premier Way Podcast, where four Brooklyn dudes, where we talk about anything about the culture. You know, hosted by myself, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, Mr. Aaron Sands from King Talk with Aaron Sands, the Star Riding Ride, who is also my co-host of the Old School Show, and Long Live the Chief Molly Bell. And we talk many topics. From politics, music, sex, love, relationships, and many more. And also every topic that's going on in the news right now. Many of our topics are very controversial. And the podcast show might not be for everybody. Because we talk about many explicit content. And yeah. So if y'all decided to check out the show, y'all be warned because y'all might need a drink or two. And yeah, because this podcast is so crazy. I'm shocked it had not got canceled yet. So if y'all are looking forward to listening to the Premier Way Podcast, check it out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more. Each and every Wednesday at 12 a.m., you can check out the Premier Way Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mally Mal. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Have a good day and night wherever you're listening to this episode. Now back to the show. I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning in to this latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Date Night Talk Podcast. Thank you to my co-host, Ms. Vanna B, as always, for being a dope co-host. You know, keep killing it. And like I said, season two, we killing it so far. Looking forward to do more episodes with you. And y'all can continue to check out Date Night Talk Podcast every second and third Thursdays at 12 a.m. a part of Spinoff Series Thursdays, where we have shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursdays, and The Old School Show with myself and The Star Rider Ride every fourth Thursday. I can also check out The Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Sundays as well for the main series. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and Pods, and more. Y'all can rate the show 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, Podchasers. The more y'all rate the show, the more people know about The Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. If y'all would be a guest on Date Night Talk Podcast, because we all looking for guests for season 2, send me a bio about yourself, everything that you do, to my email, kenypgent@gmail.com, or hit me up on social media, Ken_Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N, _ Mr. M-R, Gentleman, G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-N. Y'all can hit me up on IG, Twitter, TikTok, and many more. And y'all can add me on Good Pods, Ken, Mr. Gentleman. Y'all already know Good Pod catered to many independent podcasters. You can listen to each other's show, see what everybody listen to, and we have the charts. At this time, it's time for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Achievements, where we spotlight everything Mr. Gentleman is doing. And at this time, we are doing the Good Pod charts. And due to this recording, Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast is number 3 on the top 100 show charts. We are number 3 on the top 100 shows charts. We are still number 1 on the society and culture. We've been number 1 for 6 days. And yeah, once again, thank y'all for continuing to listen to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. We also on the top 100 episode charts. We are number 3 for Date Night Talk episode 5, Wedding Season. And we are number 10 for the bonus episode, Why I Love Podcasting Part 2. So once again, thank y'all for continuing to listen to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, support, rate, listen, and everything. It really means a lot. And for real, I thank y'all. Check out the official website from Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. You can listen to every episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. You can watch every video. You can check out every guest profile who been on Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. At the moment, we have 62 guests that been on the show. You can check out every guest appearances that I've been on, from The Things About Us, Chronicle of Virgo, Talk Street Talkback, Star Time, and many more. And y'all can also buy merch at tpublic.com or through the website. So check out the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And once again, thank y'all for tuning in to this latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Don't forget, Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. Spinoff Series Thursday every Thursday, where we have shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 p.m. Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Ms. Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. And The Old School Show with myself and The Star Rider Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Thank you, and have a good day or night wherever you're listening to this episode.
Hi, this is Marsha, and you're listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.